5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, 5th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The UK EV market is struggling to hit its 22% target, which it has to do before the car makers start paying big fines to the government. Ford are one of those. Ford UK saying that we need some more incentives, like cutting VAT, for instance. I wouldn't disagree with that for private retail buyers. And there's fines ahead for the European automakers because there's CO2 emissions coming in 2025. And Renault's boss warning that if the EV sales don't improve, then the sector could be facing billions of euros of fines. Others pointing out you've had since 2019 to know that these new rules were coming in. Caterham, the British sports car brand, confirmed that their EV project is moving forward. They make these cool little two-seater, kind of open-top, wind-in-your-hair sports cars. The electric powertrain will be made by Yamaha. There's a name we don't talk about very often. The Tesla Cybertruck is getting a recall because all of them have to have some work done on a delay for their rear-view camera. But by giving us the total Cybertruck recall number, we can do some backward maths and work out, actually, from the total number that they gave us, and also from the delivery number in the Q3 that I told you about recently with Tesla, that only about 10,000 of the S's and X's were sold in Q3 because they bundled SX and Cybertruck into one number, but removed the Cybertruck number, and it shows that almost nobody is buying those premium Teslas. LG is introducing their first Level 3 DC charger in the US. It'll charge at 175 kilowatts and be made in Fort Worth, Texas. Rivian's Google Cast and YouTube update is running behind. They gave customers a 60-day free trial of their Connect Plus service, but it's missing one of the bits that people were so excited about, which was the Google Cast, allowing users to stream videos from your mobile app to the display. But the chief software officer, Wasim Ben Said, said, hey, it's coming and you will get a free trial of it, but we want to make sure that it's fully baked. Tesla have some 4680 battery types coming by 2026, according to a report by The Information, that's an outlet that does excellent EV journalism. Four new types of 4680 cell: a workhorse one, a high-powered one, one with silicon carbon in their anodes for the Cybertruck, and one for a high-performance application like a Roadster. That's interesting, isn't it, if that report were to be true. Hyundai's Ioniq 5 is next in the news, testing in the United States. Now, we've seen this already in its home market of South Korea, so there's not a lot new to know about this, but at the $7.6 billion electric vehicle facility in Georgia. It will be made with native NACS on the side, and it should come by the end of the year. Hyundai also unveiling pricing for the Insta. That's their compact car, otherwise known as the Casper, in South Korea, starting at £24,000 in the UK, or £249 per month on PCP finance. Two specs, more of a compact vehicle, but they say loads more space than vehicles in its class because it's an EV and it is designed to have more space inside. All four seats fold completely flat, by the way, for using that space for sleeping and camping and stuff like that. Getting stuff in as an increased load area, I suppose. The German Social Democratic Party, SPD, has introduced a proposal to provide financial incentives to trade in old petrol-powered cars for EVs, with a €6,000 payment for scrapping older polluting vehicles, but opponents say that they are funding the wrong thing. BEVs cost about the same amount as combustion cars in France. New data coming out saying that the price is higher to buy a BEV, the running costs are lower, and Toyota are delaying, of course they are, delaying their EV plans in the US. That's briefly.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.